I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Thursday and welcome to our gratitude practice of this week. I am so thankful that you're tuning in right now. We're about to dive into a practice that can be really, truly transformational. One that can be a little bit challenging because it requires some vulnerability, but something that we actually should be doing much more of because it has a huge impact in our lives. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Today, our gratitude practice is all about our bodies, our physical bodies. We've had episodes around this before on the Yoga Girl Daily Show, but I think this one is really worth revisiting again and again because it's something that's going to give us something different every time. And our minds tend to shift toward the opposite of gratitude when it comes to our bodies. Many of us, we've been told all throughout our lives, and society and the media continues to tell us that there's something wrong with our bodies, that our bodies should be different, that our bodies should be better. We could always fix or change or improve something. And having a gratitude practice for the body, especially the part of the body that challenges us, can change how we feel all throughout our lives. So right now, let's take a moment just to close the eyes. So on this topic of the body, I want you to bring to the front of your mind right now the part of your body that you know you are really challenged by right now. The part of your body that you're the quickest to jump to judgment toward. The part of your body that you're not so kind to. Maybe even it's a part of the body that you've spent your life hating or harming or really judging very harshly all throughout the day. Our relationships with our bodies are complicated, and it's really important just to get clear on what is that narrative in the back of my head. Am I spending more time judging or hating parts of myself than I am in acceptance and love? So just noticing right now where your awareness landed. Chances are you know this part of your body very well. Maybe it's even a body part that you obsess over or think constantly about. Now using your hands, I want you to bring your hands to this body part. I can find or just sense my hands starting to creep up to my upper arms right now. Every time I do this practice, my hands end up somewhere a little bit different. The judgment I carry toward my own body, it shifts, it morphs all the time. So I'm holding my hands to my upper arms, but I want you to let your hands linger to that body part that you know you judge very harshly. And then take a moment right now just to feel into the body. What does it feel like to deeply connect to this body part? And shifting away from the idea of, you know, what this part of your body looks like in the mirror or the things you've been told about what this part of your body is, quote unquote, supposed to be. Let's get really clear on what this part of your body actually is. So for me, you know, what do my upper arms, my arms, what do they do? What's their actual function in life? Wow. I mean, my arms, it's how I communicate with this world, right? It's how I reach out. It's that channel from my heart out into the world around me. My arms allow me to carry my daughter in my arms every day. I hug her with these arms. I hug my husband with these arms. These arms allow me to create, to draw, to paint, to cook, to bake every day, to write, to read. I use my hands for everything in life. So when I get really clear on what these arms actually are for, and I can move away from this idea that, oh, maybe my arms should be a little more slender or they should look differently in that kind of shirt, this narrative that I keep in the back of my head that isn't actually real. What's more real? The idea I was told through magazines when I was little about what my arms are supposed to look like in a tank top. Or the fact that I use my arms to hug my family every day. Whew. I mean, that's an easy answer. I wish it felt that easy all throughout the day. So just for you right now, this part of your body that you're connecting to, move away from this conditioned idea or judgment that you have in the back of your head and bring forth what this body part actually is. What does this part of your body do? What's the physiological function of this body part? What does this body part allow for you to experience in this life? And here's the big question. What would your life be like if you didn't have this part of your body? What would your life be like if all of a sudden something happened to this body part? If all of a sudden you were experiencing debilitating pain or injury or disease or something shifted where, wow, this body part suddenly doesn't function anymore. What would your life be? For me, imagining my life without my arms, it's unimaginable. Unimaginable. And this judgment I hold to my arms and this silly idea that they're not good enough, it just completely pales in comparison to what my life would be like without. And it makes me smile because when I hold that in my heart, just wow, my arms, it feels silly that I'm not showering my arms with love every single day, that I'm not in awe just of what my body does every single day. So noticing for you right now, what would your life be like if all of a sudden you didn't have this part of your body anymore? It's a big one. So using that as a way just to shift away from that judgmental, negative, hateful thinking and drop into the reality of this moment, the reality of your body, which is absolute awe, adoration, love, compassion. Wow. What a miracle it is, this body. Holding your hands to this body part right now, say out loud, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, arms, whichever part of your body you chose. Thank you, belly. Thank you, thighs. Thank you, butt. Thank you, back. Thank you, neck. Thank you, nose. Thank you, feet. Say it out loud. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Feel free to stay here in this moment of absolute gratitude and just continue showering gratitude over yourself. I'm so happy you chose to tune in with me today. Thank you so much for joining me for this practice. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.